Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a mostly sunny day today with a high somewhere near 70. Now, the National Weather Service is saying there's a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms tomorrow. Strong to locally damaging winds will be the main threat with brief heavy downpours, but that's for tomorrow. Right now, everything else looks A-OK. Pat will be along in just a few minutes with his forecast. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has no plans for reinstating the mask mandate. He mentioned that yesterday, telling reporters during a virtual news conference. Meanwhile, the Lieutenant Governor, Susan Bisewitz, continued to recoup at her Middletown home after she tested positive on Sunday. Connecticut health officials reported another 631 new cases of COVID-19. Infections driven by the Omicron BA.2 subvariant continue to rise in Connecticut. There were over 3,500 cases reported the previous 7 days, and the rolling 7-day average of positive test results increased to 5.8% on Monday. Dutchess County has approved a reduced gas tax sales tax on June 1st, days after New York announced it would temporarily reduce the amount it taxes collects on each gallon of gas sold at the pump. Dutchess County followed through on its own plan to reduce the tax collection. Between them, county residents can expect the cost of a gallon of regular to drop by roughly 22 cents a gallon beginning June 1st based on average prices from the past week. By a 24-0 vote, the Dutchess County Legislature passed the resolution Monday that changes the county's tax collection from a rate of 3.75% per gallon to a flat rate of 8 cents per gallon until December 1st. In New York, Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin has been arrested on bribery charges, and he resigned over campaign finance schemes, the second scandal to overshadow New York major officials in the past year. Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin surrendered to authorities on a federal bribery charge related to a scheme to funnel illegal contributions to his campaign for the office of New York City Comptroller in 2021. He resigned later in the day over what federal prosecutors called, quote, simple story of corruption, end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul vowed to keep working to give everyday New Yorkers a reason to have confidence in state government. Benjamin, who was tapped to be Hochul's second in command last year after former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned amid multiple sexual harassment allegations, has been bedeviled in recent months by federal investigations surrounding his past campaign for comptroller and his direction of public funds while he was a state senator for 4 years prior to the current role. Berkshire Communities will share $4.5 million from an opioid settlement. They're now figuring out how to spend it. Cities and towns across Massachusetts are splitting over $210 million from a settlement with Johnson & Johnson and opioid distributors, and the state will get an additional $310 million for a statewide opioid recovery and remediation fund. They recently announced payments will be made from 2022 through 2038. The settlement comes after investigations found three major opioid distributors shipped thousands of suspicious orders without regard for their legitimacy. The Attorney General's office said in a statement that Johnson & Johnson misled patients and doctors about their addictive nature. To determine how funds would be divided, lawyers and experts in the National Opioid Litigation created a model using data on opioid use and disorder, overdose deaths, and opioid shipments across the state. According to the Attorney General's office, locally, Great Barrington will receive over $50,000, Egremont has over $10,000 coming, and Sheffield over $13,000 coming. The Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation has announced its spring deadlines for grants and scholarships in Litchfield County. Interested persons can apply at berkshiretaconic.org/grants and berkshiretaconic.org/scholarships. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where 7 days a week they have dinner specials, also a tapas menu. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram and at interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,220.36, the NASDAQ at 13,371.57, and the S&P 500 at 4,397.45. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.